I'm reminded when we come to Youth Sundays, I'm reminded of summer camp, because in eighth grade, it was the summer before my eighth grade year, at least I believe that's when it was, I went to a church camp at West Central Christian Service Camp, and I spent this week, they gave us opportunities, actually they gave us options, to choose a class. Whether that be drama or music or preaching or whatever, devotion writing. And we did. I chose, and I don't know what made me choose it, probably because I had two friends that chose it as well. But for whatever reason, I chose this class on devotion writing or preaching. And had we known what was in store for us, we probably wouldn't have made that choice again, because that was the hardest class that we could have chosen. But by the end of the week, good or bad, however the material was, good or bad, each of us had put together a 5-minute devotion. What we didn't know was that we were then going to be made to present that material in front of the whole camp. And I don't know if there's anything more frightening than standing in front of your peers and delivering the gospel. And I know it probably looked terrible and was full of ums and mistakes and coughs and distractions, but we made it through it. So there I was standing. They gave us a little pulpit. I think it was more of a music stand, but my wrinkled paper, because I'd worked on that paper for, you know, the entire week during that time. So before me, I had this stand. I had this my little wrinkled paper. I was probably sweating pretty profusely. I mean, I won't lie. It was probably pretty bad. A billion different thoughts running through my brain while I'm trying to read. I'm probably trying to think, and it's not working well. But I made it through. They prepared us enough to at least deliver this, and I'm sure it was only 2 minutes. It was supposed to be 5 minutes, but I'm sure it was not. It was on Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. And I remember that so just clearly and vividly. But I made it through. Did I know everything? Nope. Still don't. Was I polished in my speaking? Nope. Still not. Did I make it through it, though? I did. I sure did. And I can still look back as that was the first moment that I was able to preach the gospel. That I was able to dive into God's word and actually study it on my own. We said, hey, no, this is your material that you're going to be presenting. So you need to dive into the word, and we'll help you. We'll guide you. We'll help you along this path. But you're going to present this. This is your work. And good or bad, we made it through. How did we make it through? Grace. Lots of grace. Lots and lots of grace. God's grace definitely helped us through that. But also, and I think just as important, is we had the kindness. We had the encouragement. We had the building up of and the willingness to have this send out mentality. So the people at the camp, they knew that they were only going to see us for 1 week. And so they did everything possible and everything in their excellence that they could to make disciples and to send them out. So with their kindness and their encouragement and their building up of from the camp, from the camp faculty, the staff, all so that they could see one of their students go and present the gospel. I don't remember the whole sermon. Would I preach it the same way? No. Would I prepare for it the same way? No. But I remember what they did for me that led me on this path to where I am today. And that changed me. Their care, their confidence, that care and confidence in me, it made a difference. Did I change the world with that sermon? Nope. I can tell you that much. Would I write the same sermon? Nope. Today we have the opportunity to put into practice that very same thing that projected me onto a path that I'm now standing at a pulpit in front of others. I've had the opportunity to preach in front of hundreds. I've had the opportunity to preach in front of five. And I think that projected me that very first time to dive into the Word, to create a sermon based on God's Word, projected me into such a path. So Dylan Adams, he's not yet, but he is going to be coming to the stage. And he's prepared. And I know that I frustrated him the other day because he sent me the sermon. And then I sent back this list of things that, hey, this is where we need to change it. This is kind of what we need to do, the direction we needed to go. This is where you need to maybe expand on or shorten a little bit. And I know that he was frustrated because he had other stuff he was doing too. But he's put in the work. And I know he's a little nervous. He might not tell you that. But I know he's a little nervous. But he's going to preach for us today out of Philippians 4:4-9, as we introduced earlier. But before he does, I want to encourage you to embrace him, to love him, to encourage him. And whenever we're done, I pray that you do that for him. You go up to him just as you have for Aiden and Jacob and Ryan. And so this is how I'm going to encourage you to then encourage him. I have a list, and I've been compiling this list this week, of how Burnside Christian Church is a church that sends people out. They show grace, they show love, they show support, and they send people out. So, and this is not a completely extensive list, but this is a list that I was able to compile. And I don't know where the boundaries were to include who and what, but this is just off me talking with a couple people. Briar Gross has attended OCC. You've sent him out. I know he's been on mission trips. Braden Carroll has spoken recently up here on the stage about his mission trip. Brigham Dione is now Casa Por Cristo, if I said that correctly. One of your own that you've sent out is now in the mission field. Brianna Gross has taken several mission trips now. Laura Thomas in Johannesburg, Africa. That's quite a ways that you've sent someone out. Grant Roth. I don't know if you know this about Grant, but Grant, and I don't want to steal his thunder, but Grant was selected as a top four finalist in the Next Gen Preacher competition. I believe he went to Florida for that. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But now he's going to be speaking at a few different locations around the nation for that as well. You sent him out. The Carpenters crew, I don't know how many years they've been going, but they've been going to Mexico and building houses. And Rachel Moore, one of your own, is now your children's director. Mark Pettit goes out and preaches often. Tony Newton was able to go out and preach often. Lucas Reynolds is now helping at Shelbina Christian Church. We saw him this weekend. Kyle Adams has been on mission trips. See, we've had Aiden Moore preach, and he's from here. He went and preached 7 or 8 more times, whether it was here or other churches. Jacob Leinberger. Ryan Adams is taking the stage for us. Dylan Adams will today. Dustin Carlisle works part-time at a Christian radio station in Quincy. Kyle Nelson is now a youth minister in La Harp Christian Church. Maddie Kerfman has committed to Central Christian College of the Bible, one of our youth now. Jackson Whitaker is committed to a Bible college as well. George Link and those that serve with One Family, One Purpose. Those that go on the Shiloh youth home trips. The Granger Boys, they've been on a few different mission trips. Becky Smith and the Smith family, part of the Haiti mission. Even Jim Jefferson and John Moore have come up to this stage and preached. Sarah Churchill works in the church with at Greenville with Matt, her husband, who you know them. This list doesn't contain everyone that the church has sent out. But I think this is a good reminder that we are a church that is focused on sending people out, that we make disciples, not just to fill this room, but to send them out and for them to make disciples as well, as the Great Commission calls us to. And because of that grace and the love and the encouragement that you guys have shown, and I'm praying that you put that into practice today. And so we're going to have Dylan come back up, or come up to the stage now, and he's going to present what he's prepared for you out of Philippians 4, 4 through 9, and then I'll come back up.
All right, good morning. So the funny thing about the Let It Go video, it's just funny how many people knew the words. And I'm used to, I like the view better back there, so. All right, so let's pray. Dear God, thank you for letting all these people come out here to worship and learn how to practice for you so that they can come better and stronger in the walk of faith. Amen. So I'd like you all to join me in Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 9. Alright, and that says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, be prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace to God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and God of peace will be with you. We practice for a lot of things, so we can get better at that certain thing we want to accomplish. Practice to me means to become better at something you want to accomplish. The actual meaning is repeated exercise in or a performance of an activity of or skill so as to require or maintain proficiency in it. The old saying is practice makes perfect, which I believe is true. An example of that, the professionals. Michael Phelps, one of the greatest swimmers in the American team, winning many gold medals, but that didn't just become natural. He had to practice hard, and his coach was very hard on him. Because his coach wanted him to succeed and be the best, he had to come in before school and practice, and even after school he had to practice. He had to come in and practice. His mother made him eat healthy a lot of the times because she wanted him to succeed too. The most important thing, practice, because practice makes perfect. You don't have to be perfect to practice. I myself have had a time where I sometimes didn't practice as much as I should. Like in band, we had a scale test we had to take, and I just didn't want to practice for it, so I ended up failing it, and just didn't go well for me. They put me down lower in the class, and yeah, it just wasn't good. All right, so I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, I didn't really care about it, and you should always care about tests because God is always testing us. We are like that with the Bible as well. Sometimes we don't practice as much as we should be doing. As it says in Philippians 4:9, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Everyone can do it as long as you put effort into it in order to be successful in what you are doing. So, start practicing where you are at. That could be reading a simple Bible verse twice a day. Just flip open your Bible to a random page and read a verse and throughout the day. Think how you can practice that. Failure will happen, which is going to happen. But failure will help you learn from your mistakes. God will help you. And again, from Philippians 4:9, what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. How great is that? The God who does no wrong wants to be your coach, your teacher, and most importantly, your father. But you can't do it alone. The church needs to be together. Practice with the church. Worship with everyone else. Nothing is better than hearing the sound of worship when everyone is singing. Practice your prayer at the church. Ask someone to practice with you, and together we all can make practice look perfect. Practicing prayer could be you just learning how to talk to God, and that way you learn. Going on mission trips to help out, like Carpenter's Crew, Casas por Cristo, and a bunch of others. We have like the Shiloh one. It's a lot of things you can do. You can also join in the Bible study our church has to offer. They would love to have you as many as they can get. The church has to stand together, and that takes a lot of practice. For instance, the team that works here do a lot of practice together, and they show that. As it says in Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. I think if we practice the word every day, we all would be stronger in faith. And the walk of faith is not an easy one, which is why we all need to practice. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for letting this message come and help everyone here practice throughout the week, and that they will take something from this. Amen.